Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Sport is our religion. And here is Smithy's sermon.
Well, there's a lot of debate arising over women officiating at the highest level of men's sport. And I've got a feeling it's going to increase very shortly. After the performance this is and the treatment of Casey Badger during her officiating of the West Tigers in Canterbury over the weekend. Now, this is not a new concept, but you do have to be careful when discussing it. It's sensitive. But the question is, why should it be? They don't make the rules. They enforce the rules. Women officials, like men, they are called on to make judgment calls. And that's where it gets a little bit testy. I wonder what reception Casey would have received had she made the ruling on Dallas Watene Zelazniak's penalty try issue last Sunday. How would we have all reacted to that back here? Look, I never played a game of cricket with a female umpire. It wasn't even a notion back then, and I'm assuming I would have handled being sent packing or denied an appeal the same as if a bloke did it. But I just don't know, because I never experienced. I'm guessing. In essence, I would have had to learn to accept it and move on. Otherwise, I would have been moved on. And whilst it's not a good look for the players involved, the league, or Casey Badger for that matter, in a way, maybe it's not a bad thing it's been highlighted. Men's sport, since Noah first scored in the corner and kicked a conversion on a very wet ground, has been regarded as a men's only domain. To the afternoon teas, ladies, but by all means, do not get involved and have an opinion on what happened on the playing surface. Well, like Noah, those principles have been consigned, but that doesn't mean women officials should be given any different ride than their male counterparts. In fact, I'm sure all they want is the same one. A fair protest to a referee is a fair protest, an unwarranted one the same, no matter who's in charge. A woman will one day officiate a Lord's Test. A woman will be in charge of a Bledisloe Cup Test. And it goes on, and it's to be hoped their appointments will be made because they are the best qualified to do the job. We will have to assume that, just as the players will have to accept it. There can be no other reason. If not, then it will hit the fan. And here's a little scoop if you haven't picked up on it. Casey Badger. Yes, Casey Badger in the spotlight so much this week. Well, they haven't shirked her responsibilities coming up. She's in the bunker Friday night for the Panthers and the Bulldogs. And on Sunday, you guessed it, she's refereeing the Warriors and the Roosters. Wow. Let's see what we say on Monday. It's 9:08.